Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Thank you, wonderful Rose.
Russ was up in Flag last week, wasn't he?
He was?
I think so. You are listening to the Computer Corner. We will be performing the world's largest computer checkup with your participation, of course, after the top of the hour news. So you start hearing the news there, get in front of your machine and get ready, because we're going to show you some really cool stuff about Windows XP, Windows 2000's Task Manager. So since we're going to spend a lot of time in the second hour with that, we're trying to get some calls taken care of. So let's go back to the phone and see if we can help Mike. Mike, you're having a problem with
a printer. My printer disappeared.
So did you check to see if anybody had been eating your porridge as well? Or maybe sat in your chair? Because maybe they took the printer after. What do you mean disappeared?
I hope it's that easy.
It's not on your desk anymore?
Nope.
Is it on your desktop?
Nope.
But it's on your physical desk?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
We're just the only thing, I'm sure.
We certainly can't help with the other problem.
I'm going to say, y'all call 911. Somebody's
in the
house.
There's a broken window right next to the desk, too.
Well, there you have it. When you say it's disappeared, you've gone through all the normal, you look at the control panel, you look at printer settings, and the driver itself is gone.
It won't let me set up a printer again because it says my printer spooler is not available.
Yeah. Well, here's what happens with a lot of printers. In order for them to function properly, you have to have all the software installed before you plug them in. If it's plugged in and the software is not installed yet, Windows tries to figure out what it is and load a bunch of stuff on its own, and that's when the trouble starts. So what you probably want to do is act like you just bought the printer. Unplug it. Do you still have the original directions? Because it's different on every printer.
Okay. I do not have the original directions. I'll have to go out to the net and get them.
Yep. Just go to the website for the manufacturer and go to their support section and download the latest version of their software.
Okay.
And somewhere in there should be the instructions on what to do. Usually, you have to have the printer disconnected and turned off. Before you do all that, though, you're going to have to try to go into your Add Remove programs, and if you see anything in the Add Remove programs that mentions your printer, uninstall those things before you get started.
Okay, there's nothing there.
Okay, so there's still a possibility that, you know, we don't really know what caused this or why it just suddenly disappeared. So there's a possibility that there will be remnants and things in your system that can cause you a little trouble after you get started down this line. So don't expect this to be perfect.
Okay.
Could work great, or could be the rest of your weekend.
Well, oh, thank you.
Here's our guarantee for you. It'll either work or it won't.
Guaranteed.
You guys are great.
You know, we're here for you, man. So, but that's the big thing. The big mistake a lot of people make is they don't realize that that's an important step. So unplug and turn off that printer. Actually, you can leave it turned on. Just unplug it from the USB port.
Right.
I'm assuming that it's a newer USB device, right? Okay. What brand printer is it?
Brothers HL1440.
Oh, brother.
Oh, thank you.
Well, see, the thing about printers, it's not really about the printer that we get concerned, because, you know, we fix problems all day long. And the only interaction the printer has with the actual computer is the software itself, the software drivers.
Right.
So there are certain companies out there we see that their software tends to be a little more problematic or a little more cranky when things aren't perfect. That's one.
We
of
won't
them.
Mention any names, but but you got one of them.
All right. Well, I also have one of these at my office, and I'm looking at replacing it, and I need something with scanner capabilities. What do you recommend?
Well, I don't know if you noticed, I wrote a column last week that's on our website. It was in the Tribune papers. It's kind of in various media websites, KTAR's website. I think it was last week, or maybe it was the week before, that talked about what should you look for in a multifunction printer.
Okay.
And the pros and cons of the multifunction printers, you have to understand that most of them do everything kind of mediocre.
You're usually better off buying a decent printer and buying a decent scanner?
If those are the only two things you need.
Buy them separately.
Well, for a couple of reasons. One, you'll get a good scanner and you get a good printer.
Right.
With the all-in-ones, you'll get a mediocre printer and a mediocre scanner, but it saves you space on your desktop.
Well, see, the courts, and I'm a lawyer, have all gone electronic now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to scan black and white, but I have to send all my attachments that I'm going to normally send to the court.
If you use it in business, you're absolutely out of your mind if you buy an all-in-one printer.
Oh, okay.
I would never suggest that for a business. Because what will end up happening is sooner or later, the printer itself will start to have problems or get to the point where it needs some service.
Right.
And what will end up happening is you'll realize it's not worth servicing. So now you have this disposable situation for a bunch of mediocre equipment. It's kind of like audio equipment. The all-in-one stuff, it saves you space, and for the untrained ear, fine. But if you're really tuned in, and that's my, I'm equating that to a business user.
Right.
You really should go with separate components. It's much better for you for service. You get higher performance. You get a little more control. I don't like all the software programs that just automatically install with these all-in-ones.
And plus, if one goes bad, you can replace the one versus replace the whole mess just because it doesn't print anymore. So.
Right.
Casual home users, the all-in-one stuff's fine. You're going to buy a real inexpensive one. It's a disposable printer. Once it breaks, you say, well, I wasn't using that part anyway.
But well, thanks for your help.
In business, yeah, if you're going to scan a lot, you better get her done with the right stuff.
Good luck with that, Mike. Thanks for the call. That frees up a line. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want you, your hands poised, your fingers poised, your mouse ready to click, because we're going to do a major computer checkup.
And if you know how to do a screen print, you can tell us and email us the screenshot of your system so that we can determine the person with the worst computer out there.
Stick around when we come back. It's the Computer Corner News, Radio 620 KTAR.
Living with Parkinson's disease.